as your views on Catherine Connolly as president of this country, the campaign, how it was run, where things stand now politically in your own parties, if you're Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, disappointed with same or not. Give us your thoughts on 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. One of those questions arising out of the victory for Catherine Connolly and her ascent into the Oras is the cooperation that was seen amongst the left-leaning political parties in this country, the so-called United Left Alliance. With me on the line to talk about this element and the presidential campaign as a whole is Sinn Féin Deputy for Kerry, Pat Daly. Deputy Daly, good morning to you and congratulations. You were one of the early movers in your own party wanting Catherine Connolly to be supported by same. You must feel very vindicated this morning.
Well, yeah, first I'd just like to congratulate Dingle on their win, but also the Clonmacken ladies and the Cremorne ladies teams who had very good wins in Munster, and they are commiserations to Aston Stacks, but no doubt having seen the game the last day, the Rock will rise again. They have a good young team there. But yeah, I am delighted with it. I think that it was a campaign. I knew that she was going to win when she came to Kerry that day, and it's only a pity that she couldn't have spent more time in Kerry, because it took us half an hour to go from Pennies on the Mallon Tralee as far as CH Chemist, with the amount of people coming up, queuing up to congratulate her, or to, not to congratulate her, but to shake her hand, photos and all that. It was a campaign that she led, full of positivity, and I'd like to pay tribute also to a lot of people who became involved aren't involved with any party. Some were involved with various different parties, including Sinn Féin, who did, you know, our workers did a lot of the heavy lifting. But people put up posters, they volunteered, they came in, and the whole campaign, there was no negativity. And I did know Patrick other comment about fight the left fighting like cats. Well, I'll say nothing about the fighting like cats that went on in Fine Gael. I'll just leave it at that. But
or that's going on now, perhaps.
Yeah. Yes. Well, fair play to Catherine. We'll try and keep it positive anyway on a day like today. But Catherine Connolly didn't fall into the mudslinging that went on. She was dignified. I felt she was honest. She had a lot of integrity. And a lot of people that I spoke to over the weekend, one person who would be staunch Fine Gael was not happy with the slings and arrows that they were throwing at Catherine Connolly, and did, even though they voted for Fine Gael, they did say fair play to her for maintaining her dignity. But for everyone who might have stuck to a party line, there was many, many others in the county of Kerry who moved away from their people that they voted for, the parties that they voted for, or the recommendations that they were given by the people that they voted for the last time, and decided, no, I'm going for a positive candidate who, and I think they believed her, because she's right, and they're right. When Catherine Connolly said she's right, she can see the difference between right and wrong rather than left or right, and that's been a hallmark of her career, and that is why.
So is this a movement then? Is this the movement that she talked about during her campaign, or perhaps maybe the level of cooperation between yourselves and Labour, the Social Democrats, People for Profit? Is that a sign of things to come?
Well, I did think that the government parties, in particular Fine Gael, spent more time trying to raise issues and you know, throw stuff at mudsling at Catherine Connolly. That didn't work for them. You know, maybe if they had concentrated on some of the difference between the parties and the opposition who supported Catherine, they might have been more successful. I think that their campaign was a bit short-sighted from that point of view. It certainly is the potential to be a movement to show, and we saw this 5 years ago when Catherine was elected as Last Count Corla, people from across the opposition and people from within Fianna Fáil voted for Catherine to be Last Count Corla, and that was the acorn or the potential that we could see at the time, that if people could rally behind someone like Catherine, who was independent of government, then there is certainly the potential, because running into an election, you know, it's a numbers game, obviously, when the cards fall, but if they can see there's a potential government here, you have a united opposition who what see the difference between right and wrong.
Are presenting a particular vision, saying we're going to run things differently. We're going to go this way when it comes to housing, this way when it comes to infrastructure delivery, all of those things.
Yeah, and people were, you know, there was an awful lot of factors inside, and, you know, post the budget, you know, Fianna Fáil not having a candidate in or out of the race. The Sean Kelly factor would have been an issue in Kerry probably as well.
Yeah.
But post-budget, yeah. I think people saw the spin. For example, students that I was talking to said that they felt that they were being codded by the government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Healy Ray brothers, that their fees were after going down by €500. When every student in the country could tell you that it was after going up by €500. There's also the issues of cost of living. So it was a chance for people, you know, with the LPT letters coming out more or less the same week as the election or 2 weeks beforehand, you know, the energy credits having been ripped away rather than extra supports being given to people, that it was a chance to, you know, give the government a smack in the nose. And I think that there was an element of that. But overall...
Well, was it a safe chance to give the government a smack in the nose? Presidential election won't affect who sets your taxes next year or who delivers this or who delivers that, it's just a ceremonial office. So did people feel more comfortable maybe saying, I'll give him a kicking now, whereas I voted for him last November when it really counted?
Yeah. Well, no, it was definitely a factor. The main factor in it was Catherine as a candidate, how positive she was, what she represented, her politics over the years. She's always been strong for carers.
And the support from the likes of yourselves. Final brief point, because we are short in time, Deputy Daly. Come next election, I know it's a big ask. Yeah. Will you be asking Sinn Féin supporters to give their number twos to the Sock Dems or the Greens or Labour, for instance? Would that level of cooperation be there in the future if you are to put together a left government? Shall we say?
I think that's definitely way more of an option now, and way more of a likelihood than it was before this campaign kicked off. But could I just say as well, look at the vote at Catherine Connolly back west, Ballinarteerig, Kilvica Downing. She got 82% of the vote in Ballyferriter. Like that's a phenomenal result. And if she had spent more time in Kerry, I think the people saw how down to earth she was. You know, and she would have even got a higher vote. But the opportunity for an opposition or an alternative of the opposition, not everybody who supported her would categorise themselves necessarily as left wing or right wing, but I think most people who voted for her would categorise themselves as seeing the wrongs of the housing situation. Clearly, the government don't have a clue what they're doing. And you know, in a county like Kerry, where peripherality, and we're not getting a fair, where, you know, there's no standalone oncology unit being built, and there's
and a myriad of things that you're saying needs to be done that galvanise the support for her. Okay, we're out of time, but my thanks to you for talking to us. We'll talk again, no doubt, about that and about the elements of the left coming together in Irish politics. If you have a view on what Deputy Pat Daly had to say about the success of their campaign behind Catherine Connolly, we want to hear from you.